Scholastic Audio presents The Land of Elion, Stargazer by Patrick Carman. Read by Ellen Archer. Part 1. Into the Realm of Lost Children. Chapter 1. The Voice of the Enemy. A long voyage includes days without wind or waves. The boat sits still on deep water, waiting for a push. The morning sun shines through the surface of the lonely sea into unknown depths of blue water, and I often leaned over the side of the Warwick Beacon in search of the murky outline of a fish. A shadow, the size and shape of my forearm, would drift past my line of sight and disappear under the boat. Then I would race to the other side and look down, waiting until the shadow reemerged and slowly disappeared out into the sea. On a calm day, it was not uncommon for me to spend an hour or more at this entirely useless undertaking. But this morning, as I leaned out over the edge of the rail, my heart caught in my throat at the thought of what I might see. To begin with, we'd found the five stone pillars, a mysterious place hidden far away from the land of Elion. We could see the pillars clearly, less than a nautical mile away, rising out of the sea. From all I'd been told, I knew this was an especially secret place, where Sir Alistair Wakefield hid the lost children so that no danger could find them. But danger had found the lost children, and what's worse, we were the ones who'd brought